Good evening, everyone. Good evening. It is Thursday. No, it's not. It's Wednesday. Wednesday, July 3rd, 2019. Thursday's tomorrow. Good evening. How are you? I'm Dave Guerra. Thanks for stopping by. It's time for Let's Have a Chat, Walking Leader Wednesday edition, where I read from the good book, The Walking Leader, my book. You pick it up on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, wherever paperback and digital books are sold. You can pick up my book there. Let me know you picked it up. Definitely. Let me know when you pick it up. I will send you a autographed little book thing you put here. It's my autograph. So if you want an autographed copy, I don't do digital autographed copies. Sorry about that. So moving on. Today we're talking about Chapter 19, Rule 19, Be Patient. Humans do not like to be patient, and managers are no exception. In any organization, public or private, things happen quickly, and being patient definitely goes against the grain of what you have been taught and are expected to do. If you're a manager who is starting on the Walking Leader program or getting out there on your own, you must rewire, reconfigure, or reconstruct yourself, your way of thinking, and your expectations. This ensures you do not expect too much too soon. Results will happen over time with small successes at the beginning. And then once those small successes occur, the larger ones will most certainly follow, because that's kind of how it is. Little bit, next thing you know, exponentially, it just gets bigger. Something like a snowball. There we go, that exponential. Rolling down a hill, like accumulating more snow along the way, and it gets faster, and it gets bigger, and it's faster, and then next thing you know, it crashes into a tree, and it comes to a grinding halt. But that's not what we want. Now, is it? No, we have to keep going. So throughout this book, patience and being patient is kind of the running theme. It is so very important that you fully understand that you cannot rush something that refuses to be or cannot be rushed. As you undertake this process, understand and know that the walking leader is not only about going the distance or about being in it to win it, but it is about pacing yourself. Always remember that the walking leader was never and never will be a 100-yard dash. It can be best described as more like running a marathon that forces you to pace yourself if you want to finish it. Pacing yourself, being patient. I know people hate, I detest it, but what I detest most about that is that when people just choose to ignore you, when people choose not to answer you after 70-something days of asking the question, and they're going at their own pace, they have their own lives, I get that. But folks, as a manager, as a leader, as someone who focuses on communication, when you can't take just the 15, 20 seconds of your day to respond and write back and just say, I can't do it right now, let's talk next week, there's nothing wrong with that. But when somebody is appointing themselves as a leader, someone who claims to be a leader and yet fails to deliver, at some point the patience runs thin. At some point, enough is enough. At some point, you have to say, hey, look, that's it. Time to cut the cord, cut the ties, time to move on. Because again, if all the people are doing is doing whatever they can to just kind of move at that slow pace, that's fine, they're moving forward, I get that. But when they do it and it's costing time, it's costing effort, energy from other people, other organizations, other individuals, especially those that are following them, it's just taking people for granted. So understand that no matter what, yes, you have to be patient, but ensure that you are able to deliver what needs to be delivered, that the deliverables are there, that what you're being graded on, what you're being tested on, what you're being held accountable for, you can address. So being patient is part of the deal. Being patient is part of what happens. Being a leader of one and you want to be a leader of millions, well, guess what? It's going to take time. But you get one, you get two, you get two, you get four, you get four, you get eight, eight, you get 16, 16, 32, 64, 120, you see where I'm going with that? Exponential growth. But it takes time. Nobody starts off with a million followers. No one starts off with a million followers. Folks, Sam Walton, founder of Walmart, didn't start off with $1 million. He started off with one store, made that first dollar, and from there exponentially became one of the richest men in the country. Until he passed away, then his family fought over it, and then everybody got a piece of the action. But that's beside the point. What I'm getting at is patience. It does take time. What more is there? this country didn't get to be the best, greatest country in the world overnight just because we decided, hey, we're going to throw some tea into the Boston Harbor and we're going to wait till we see the whites of their eyes and one if by land, two if by sea. No, it took time. It took a lot of time. Patience, but it does happen. So folks, understand that as being a leader, you have to be patient. But don't be so patient, don't take so long that it starts affecting other parts of what you signed up to do. Because then that's how you lose that title. That's how it gets stripped from you. That title of leader gets stripped from you. So again, keep moving forward. Take your time, do what you need to do and how you need to do it. But don't take too long because other people are on their own agendas, but other people are doing their own thing and they're not here from you. They're gonna cut ties from you, with you. So listen, until Friday, because there won't be one tomorrow. Tomorrow's Independence Day here in the United States. So happy birthday, America. And everybody else that celebrates, happy Independence Day. I will be back on Friday, July 5th. We're gonna wrap up this week. So until then, have a good one. Talk to you soon.